we've lots of issues. We have lots of issues like lack of funding for roads, the lack of funding for houses, and I think myself, we're understaffed in the housing section. Our clerk of works is here working by himself, and the number of applications that are coming in here to the council, you know, for the particularly for working on houses for older people, I think it's impossible for one person to do it, and we need a second member of staff on board. We're told that as imminent, there probably will be the new year before they come in. We've also got a problem with turning over houses, and just give an example of a council house that has been vacant for a full year, a house that was in really good condition when the person died and left the house. And I don't think it's acceptable that we can, you know, at this point in time where people are crying out for houses, that we can leave a house sitting for a full year without turning it around. So we've been given assurances on here that that's going to change. The grants are there, and I think if whenever people need work done in their houses, I think it has to be sorted for people in a timely fashion. And I'm not happy with the time that it's taken to get that amount of work done, and I don't think my fellow councillors are either. So we're hopeful that in the short, you know, in the fairly short term, that that problem will be remedied. And I would encourage anybody that's having problems, you know, to get in touch with their councillors, because if you're sitting waiting too long on somebody to come out to talk to you, I don't think it's fair, and we'll make representations on your behalf and try and get your problem sorted.